It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery. He is Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah great, and current co-host of this program. Scott Mitchell, how are you, buddy?
I am doing fabulous. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
So here's the world that Scott and I live in. Oh, yeah, there's the fanfare. Here's the world Scott and I live in. Scott sends me pictures of his dinner. And you know what? That's the kind of friendship that you got to have. You got to send pictures of your dinner to your friends. It's
looks pretty good too.
Yes, chicken wings. Yeah. I'm very proud of Scott's technological. I mean, you're this close to being on TikTok, Scott, with that kind of stuff. So
let's pace ourselves there.
Don't go too far now.
TikTok.
We've got a lot
that sounds advanced.
You're like, I'm not even sure what that is, but I'll be there once it happens. So here's the deal. It's a 7:05 cut. And you know what? We're going to talk about the Utah Jazz. And I don't want to talk about the Utah Jazz, but we're going to. You know why? Because we have to talk about the Utah Jazz. The 7:05 cut deserves us talking about whatever happened last night at Vivint Smart Home Arena against the Trailblazers. And we'll look as to what the future could hold for this Jazz team. Here's the 7:05 cut.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott, I said I don't want to talk about the Jazz. What I don't want to do, I don't want to talk about the Jazz like they're a charity case. That's how I don't want to talk about the Jazz. Well, they don't have
a
their
charity
stars.
Case?
Yeah, listen. That's the thing is that for some reason today, I've been hearing a lot of this, like, well, you know, they don't necessarily need that one seed. You know, I think once they're at full strength in the playoffs, you know, then that's really when the gloves are off. And what I don't like is people talking about the Jazz, like, you know, they're just kind of limping toward the end and, you know, just kind of getting to the end of the season here. Let me just tell you what's on the line here. And this isn't for the Jazz. This is for the fans. So when I heard somebody suggesting on Twitter last night, look, rest your horses and let's get to the playoffs healthy, huh? When I heard that, and I thought, what are we talking about here?
Is that what it sounds like on
like some
Twitter?
Guy. That's my anonymous Twitter guy. Hey, let's rest
Twitter
our horses and make sure we get to the whole playoffs there, huh, guy? And I was like, it made me sick. Now, the Jazz, I'm putting none of this ire toward Vivint Smart Home Arena or the Utah Jazz, okay? This is 100% goes toward all you fans out there who are looking at this and you're going, look, maybe they should just kind of back off a little bit. Back off a little bit. This team has a chance to have the best record in the NBA this year, something they've never done. Sure, it's not their best record they've ever had in their franchise history, but guess what? They're 10 games short of a normal season, okay? They're the number one seed still currently in the West. I don't like backing in the way they're already doing it seems like anyway. The Suns have been very gracious in losing their last two games.
They have been very kind.
And they're playing the Portland Trailblazers tonight. That's not going to be an easy out because the Trailblazers, they want that five
they're
seed.
They're fighting for their life.
Yeah, they want that five seed. They want to play the Nuggets in the first round. They don't want to play the Clippers in the first round. They want to keep Dallas in that slot right behind them, but they're tied with Dallas currently. So they have something to play for. The Suns are a game and a half behind the Utah Jazz. If they lose tonight, this thing's all but wrapped up. Now, you're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Sacramento Kings, two teams you've beaten by a total of 749,000 points this year, okay? You beat these teams by a ton. They're not good teams. Do not do the mistake of doing the whole backing into the playoffs thing. And maybe losing that second spot. The number one seed is so important. And not only that, how about having fans? Don't do the fan thing that we usually do, which is, I guess, do the low self-esteem Jazz fan and go, well, we're not that good, I guess. Yeah, Don't do it.
I actually like where the Jazz are. I really do. If you remember at the All-Star break, they got a target on their back.
Yes.
And they took some shots. You know, like, it's like, okay, some of these teams are going to come out and they're going to get you. And we found out the Washington Wizards were better than maybe we thought they were. Miami Heat better than maybe we thought they were.
Timberwolves, amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Well, they got a new owner. But I think if the Jazz would have just kind of run away with this first place thing, like, you know, four or five games, I think it would have been a massive letdown. I'm okay that the Jazz are kind of lukewarm right now going into the playoffs. They're going to beat OKC. They're going to beat Sacramento. They're going to have the best seed, but they're also going to be they're not going to be so much a target. And I really don't. If you remember, you know how Denver a year ago had this amazing record, or a couple years ago, whenever, and it was like, oh, Denver, you know, and they were gone, you know, early. And so I'm interested, really, in do the Jazz have a second gear? Do the Jazz, I mean, can they get juiced up for the playoffs? Is this the very best the Utah Jazz is right now? And I don't want that. I want to see this team take it to another level, whether it's the consistency of their play and the lack of turnovers and doing all those things, rebounding and just, you know, not having that extra pass. They're great at passing, right? They got it, but they sometimes get it too far. And I just believe if the Jazz can exhibit that second gear and find a way to have something more in the playoffs, then this is meaningful to me. But if the Jazz don't, if this is the best they are, if they're just a team that every once in a while will beat a good team, they'll beat all the bad teams except for Minnesota.
They hit a bunch of threes and they're fun to watch periodically.
Yeah, I want to see fire. I want to see this team really get after it and really do something that has some meaning. And they're going to have that. All these other players, you start to see them start tuning it up. You start the Lakers and Anthony Davis and LeBron and Steph Curry and now you see Portland with some of their great players. They're kind of dialing it into, we know that this is the time we got to be playing our very, very best basketball, and I want to see that from the Jazz. And it's not that it's this frenetic second gear, like they're just, man, I'm so hyped up on energy that, you know, that like they're shooting the ball at the 24-second clock and it's going out of bounds kind of thing. I want to see like this confident, like determined, focused, that drive to say we're going to be a tough out. We're in this to win this thing. And if I see that, I'm going to feel good. And I don't care what's going on right now.
In this thing to win this thing. That's what we got to make a t-shirt, Scott. Let's go. Let's get this thing off the ground here. Get the silk screener going.
There's
Let's
nobody
get going
in the
here.
NBA that's like, "Oh, just wow, it's just totally dominant."
Okay, here's the thing. So,
there's nobody.
Okay. This is a shortened season. And so this stat doesn't mean as much to the big market teams, but the Jazz have officially secured the best three-point shooting team in the history of the NBA. Okay? And they've made 16.8 per game this year in a regular 82-game season that would have actually blasted the previous record held by the Houston Rockets. The Jazz are absolutely record-setting this year. When you think about how good the three-point shooting has been in the league over the last few years, the Jazz own the best three-point shooting per game ever in the history of the league. That's the type of year they're having, and it's quietly going under the radar.
Don't do it.
Don't do it for nothing. Please.
Yes.
Get in this thing to win this thing. All right? Let's take the break here when we come back. Hey, Pac-12 making the move, getting a new commissioner. We're going to talk about that next, introduce you to who the new commissioner is and what exactly he wants to get done. You'll hear from him. And also coming up a little bit later, Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, is going to weigh in on what this new commissioner does for the Pac-12 and the Utah Utes. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.